Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, J.J. Spawn facts. I was like, let me learn a little bit about this J.J. Spawn. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. J.J. Spawn's mother was an avid golfer and received a doctor's permission to continue playing golf while carrying him until she was 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
Yep. J.J. Spawn is a product of San Dimas High School.
Bill and Ted?
Which Bill and Ted, maybe, was it Sam Dimas High School Football Rules? Wasn't that the line from that movie? Yeah. When J.J. Spawn was 5 years old, he was hit by a car while skateboarding. J.J. Spawn began playing the guitar as a child and stated in 2018 that he can play Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Good for him.
Yep. These are just some J.J. Spawn facts.
Random facts. J.J.
Yep.
Spawn.
Yep. And J.J. Spawn rolled in a 60-foot plus putt to win the U.S. Open.
It was impressive. And he was going into the tournament 25th ranked golfer in the world.
Yep.
I don't know. I'll have to see if they, I don't know how often they update the rankings, but top 25, just won the U.S. Open. I'm guessing he's going to improve dramatically on that.
One more thank you.
He's committed to the Rocket Classic, which is awesome. The Rocket Classic will have the current U.S. Open champ in the field. I think we're going to get, we'll see how many more commitments come this week. This might be the last week you see commitments. I'm not sure about that, but the field is starting to get a little bit more impressive, and certainly looks a hell of a lot more impressive with the U.S. Open champ. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. And this might be, I don't know if this will be their best field yet. I shouldn't say that, but it feels like it to me. It feels like it's trending in that direction. 248-539-9797. All right, so overall, the one guy at Texan said he didn't enjoy it because it was too tough and guys weren't making shots. I don't care about that. I want it to be competitive. And coming down the stretch, there was a 5-way tie for first at one point. And I guess that's all I personally need to feel like it's entertaining. I just want it to be competitive, and I want to have, you know, I'm glad Scottie Scheffler wasn't 7 shots up on everybody. That's what I was happy about.
Yeah, if anybody's going to complain about this, is do they forget what the U.S. Open is like every year?
I don't know.
Because the U.S. Open is not won by somebody who shoots 15 under par. Like, this is typically 3-4 shots under par that wins the tournament, because the U.S. Open, they change the courses dramatically. They grow out the rough to make it as punitive as possible. They roll the greens to make them as slick as possible. And, you know, pin placements are very, very difficult. They try to make it the most difficult event of the year. They try. So that's why the scores are bad. And if you're going to, or they're low, I should say. I don't say they're bad. But if you're going to say, oh, I can't believe this guy didn't get it on the green from there, understand what they're hitting out of. It's a challenge, and it's a challenge for everybody. I don't love it when they do it to that extreme, when you see things happen like that. And when you get a bunch of rain, the stuff's just going to grow even more, and it grows faster. So you still have the opportunity to mow them down or chop them down, if you will. And they did initially, I guess, right before the tournament. They were going to chop it down a little bit, but then it grows back so quickly. It's like you dropped it. They had all those videos where people were walking the course in the practice rounds or the week before, dropping a golf ball in the rough, and it disappears. You can't see it.
Well, and yesterday, it was the amount of rain the course took on made what was already borderline impossible more impossibler.
Right. it puts a premium on those golfers that can hit the fairway consistently. And even then, because of the standing water, it still makes it difficult. But it is what it is. You know, it wasn't ideal conditions, and they played through it. I still get excited about the tournament. When you have the finish that J.J. Spaun put forth, I mean, that was brilliant. The tee shot at 17, it's a...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a short par four, like a 290-yard par four. And it's ultimate target if you're going for it. He went for it, landed it on the green. It rolled past the hole 15 feet, and he has a putt for eagle. That doesn't happen. I mean, it's insane. Like two over par at that point, or one over par at that point? One over par, I guess.
It was one,
yeah. And then... you know, ends up with a birdie to get to even, and then the birdie at 18, the unthinkable birdie that he hit, which he probably wouldn't have was Adam Scott he was playing with.
Yep.
Adam Scott was right behind him in the putt. So if Spawn's was 64 feet, you know, Scott's was like 70 feet. It was the same line, basically. And Adam Scott just kind of missed it, and it rolled way past the hole. So he knew what the line was going to be, thanks to Adam Scott. And it's a teaching moment. And this is what every golfer loves to see. Oh, thank God. Well, this guy's got to hit first because now I can see it better. And I'll have a chance of making a 64-foot putt.
So at one point, did you see a shot with Rory with the club throw?
I did not see a Rory club throw. I saw somebody else just pound, I think it was Tyrrell Hatton, pounded his
that was club. Yeah, that was earlier in the... Let me see if I can find the Rory. We'll tee it out. Because Rory, it looked like he had a wedge in his hand, and he threw it towards his golf bag, and it hit the golf bag and came right back at him. And it he caught it. And it was probably the most impressive thing I saw all weekend until J.J. Spahn opened that putt. But it was great reflexes, et cetera, et cetera. Are you a club thrower?
No.
Have you ever?
Yes.
Okay.
When I was younger and I was just, you know, you're releasing that energy and I didn't do it a lot, but I did. And then I realized how stupid it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've never been, I don't think I've thrown a club in 25 years. But so, I don't pound the ground with it either. I don't do any of that stuff. I just will shout out expletives at myself.
So what I find is that when you're playing golf and the guy, if you're playing with somebody in your group that is having a rough day and they're throwing clubs and swearing, I think it kind of ruins it for the rest of the group. So I've turned into, I've gotten much better. When I'm playing poorly, I try not to let it affect everybody. I'm trying not to bring down other people, because I know if I'm playing well, but the guy in my cart's like throwing his clubs and swearing and stewing, and I'm like, well, this isn't a whole lot of fun.
No, it's not. And when they continue to do it throughout the round, at some point you say something, but you do it as you try to be as quiet and calm as possible about it. I've been in that situation where I've taken one of my friends aside and been like, look, I know you're having a rough go. And it sucks. And it sucks to be through it. But you got to calm down, man, because it's brutal for all of us here. Just relax. I'll buy you a beer. Let's take the temperature down.
Yeah, I never say anything to anybody. It's in the fit of rage because I feel like they're going to throw the club at me. But
well, if it continues, that's what I'm saying. If the first time, you let it go. If it becomes a pattern, then I got to step in and say something.
It has now been tweeted out from our account. Rory McIlroy throws his club. It ricochets off his bag right back at him. And he one hand catches it. It was actually kind of smooth.
But it's actually very smooth.
Yeah. Here's the question. Have you or anyone you've played with thrown a club and actually done some damage? Like regretted it immediately? Because I was once playing with someone who had a 60-degree wedge and just had to hit it over the water and be on the green on number 9, and they duffed it. It went in the water, and then so did the club, right into the water. Now, I didn't have a 60-degree wedge, and it wasn't too deep in the water, so I went and fished it out, and he turned to me, and he said, I said, are you going to go get that? Because I could see you could probably get it, and he said, no. And I was like, huh. And he said, if you want it, you can keep it. So I went and got it.
You still have it?
Yeah, it's still in my bag. Actually, it's not in my bag anymore. I got a better wedge, but I carried it for a long time. Have you or anyone you've played with ever thrown a club and done damage? If you want to see what Rory did, it's been retweeted from our account, at DunGator971. Club throw hits his bag, comes right back at him, and he kind of smoothly catches it, but this could go worse. It's Carson Anderson, Champ and Chump. Get those votes in on a Monday, 97.1 The Ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball, all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.